go.
It's Flashback Friday, kids. I mean, I've been trying to do this for a few days. There's been just some many technical problems. Thank you for putting up with me. 1 week ago, I'm not sure if you were watching the CPAC or you were watching a rerun of Morton Downey Jr. from 30-something years ago. That's kind of the thing the CPAC has become. And without a further ado, maybe I should just play the Morton Downey intro right now. Because, oh my god. If anyone has watched this show, you want to know who to blame to trivialize politics, this is dude. I mean, if I was alive in the 80s and I was in like my emerging teens and adults, I probably would have watched the show too, but there's a difference watching a show and making fun of people, but booing politicians, lawyers, like the elite types, as Martin would say, in a live studio audience, you never saw that on Donahue. But he kind of fused what would become Jerry Springer and Geraldo. He's kind of like a hot mess, but it's part of it's just the low rent shit that was of Mort. So with that being said, in case you were living under a rock for the last couple of weeks, let me open up my mic a little bit. I don't know if you heard me. But anyhow, I was just mentioning, in case you didn't hear me clearly, Martin Downey Jr. was kind of a hot mess between Geraldo and Downey. Because back in the days, if I was alive back in the 80s, if I was in my teens, I probably would have watched that show and rot my brain and boo at the elite. I probably wouldn't do it. I'm not that kind of guy, but you'll hear the stuff tonight. On tonight's Weekly Zoo, you're going to hear the most craziest stuff that came from the Conservative Political Action Committee. So, with that being said, I'm just going to play off some cuts. There might be some poppings. This was originally recorded in a different audio system, and that's explains why the show kind of sucked. So, we're going to start with Kristi Noem or something like that. It's kind of some weird. Some of these conservative women have some really weird names. So we'll just go with Kristi and start off with the first cut.
Now listen. My guess is that a year ago, most of you had no idea who I was. But unlike the DC media, I'm sure that you all at least know that there are two Dakotas. And that I'm the governor of the warmer one.
So casual.
Of the lessons from my state. I think the main question that needs to be answered this weekend is, why does America need conservatives? Now the question of why America needs conservatives can be answered by just mentioning one single year. And that year is 2020. Now, everybody knows that almost overnight, we went from a roaring economy to a tragic nationwide shutdown. By the beginning of 2020, President Trump had created 7 million new American jobs.
Applause. I'm thinking there was an applause line.
We had the lowest unemployment rate in over half a century. And unemployment rates for Black, Hispanic, and Asian Americans reached the lowest levels in history. More than 10 million people had been lifted out of poverty and out of welfare. And all of that changed.
Not everybody.
Now, most governors shut down their states. What followed was record unemployment, businesses closed, most schools were shuttered, and communities suffered. And the U.S. economy came to an immediate halt. Now, let me be clear. COVID didn't crush the economy. Government crushed the economy.
Well, that sounds something ripped off of Ronnie Reagan. Bitch.
And then, just as quickly, government turned around and held itself out as the savior. And frankly, the Treasury Department can't print money fast enough to keep up with Congress's wish list. But not everyone has followed this path. For those of you who don't know, South Dakota is the only state in America that never ordered a single business or church to close.
Wow, the guy's talking off. And the cheer, there must be a light for cheering, right?
We never instituted a shelter-in-place order. We never mandated that people wear masks.
Deaths per capita as exposed.
We never even defined what an essential business is. Because I don't believe the governors have the authority to tell you that your business isn't essential.
Well, no, you just... partnerships.
Bitch. Now, South Dakota schools are no different.
All right. Okay, so there's a lot to talk about. One thing I would recommend if anyone was listening to her straight from the horse's mouth, COVID. Yeah, while I play some more politically pornographic stuff, I'll update you with the latest, because it's not what she's cracking up to be. You might hear someone jack off or have an orgy, because that's what's going to happen.
And then I trusted them to make the best decisions for themselves, for their families, and in turn, their communities. We never focused on the case numbers. Instead, we kept our eye on hospital capacity. Now, Dr. Fauci, he told me that on my worst day, I'd have 10,000 patients in the hospital. On our worst day, we had a little over 600. Now.
Oh, it gets better. This girl's going to improve.
I don't know if you agree with me, but Dr. Fauci is wrong a lot.
Yeah, right.
Now, many in the media, they criticized South Dakota's approach. They labeled me as ill-informed, that I was reckless, and even a denier. Some even claimed that South Dakota was as bad as it gets anywhere in the world when it comes to COVID-19.
Oh, really?
That is a lie. The media,
the institution I like to piss on.
The media did all of this while simultaneously praising governors who issued lockdowns, who mandated masks and shut down businesses, applauding them as having taken the right steps to mitigate the spread of the virus.
Ugh, God help us. If there is a God looking out for us, go to cut four.
At one point, I appeared on George Stephanopoulos' Sunday show. I don't know if you watched that. No, you don't? Shocker.
So
he
cash.
Has just wrapped up a segment with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Andrew.
Where he asked.
Oh, there's the more.
He asked
more
Cuomo
audience.
To give me some advice on how to deal with COVID.
Burns are leading.
Now.
The birds are leading, actually. Damn. Home. It's the first time in a while. 5-0. Please score high. I'm liking this season. I'm sorry, I'm distracted. It's going to cut 5.
America needs conservatives at the state and at the local level. But we also need conservatives at the highest level of government, too. In America, we have government of, by, and for the people. Personal responsibility is considered a God-given gift in South Dakota. Personal responsibility is not a term that conservatives have abandoned. When I was preparing to come speak with you, I came across some fascinating remarks that were made back in 1962. Oh, yeah. Listen to this. Oh, yeah. The Declaration, above all else, was a document not of rhetoric, but of bold decision. The Declaration unleashed not merely a revolution against the British, but a revolution in human affairs. This doctrine of national independence shook the globe, and it remains the most powerful force anywhere in the world today. That's fantastic, right? Those are the words of Democrat President John F. Kennedy.
Let me open the mic. Sorry about that. Joey from the fake Interstate 87. Are you from Lumberton or whatever? I mean, that's a long ride to go from Lumberton to fake 87. What say you, Joey? It's been a while. We haven't talked since the summer.
Hey, what's up?
The sky.
I just played my boy lost.
What? Your boy lost? Oh, me? I lost? I'm fake news? Oh, I'm fake news.
Oh, fake.
I'm fake.
Fake, fake,
you,
fake.
You try to
fake.
Be a Donald Trump impersonator, you must love
fake.
Him.
No, my boy won.
Oh, so now
he's
your boy won. Oh,
my
he's good.
Good.
Good, so mediocre.
Donald Trump's my boy.
Your boy? Really?
2024.
Oh, now you're thinking about 2024. Wow.
Screw him.
What about Pence? You screwing him? Come on. No, it's got to be Pence. It's got to be two for the price of one.
Love him like a bro.
Love him like a bro. Really, you must be sick.
I'm about to screw my Proud Boys.
What? Oh,
no,
shit.
I'm a Proud Boy.
You're a Proud Boy.
I'm like you. You're a fag.
Oh, my God. All right. Enough, Joey. Enough with that. I'm done. That's Joey from Fake 87 just came out of himself making mean calling your host. Let's go to cut 7 or 6. Is this
personal responsibility?
No, we already went to it. Cut 7.
Rather than looking to the past to help improve our future, some are trying to wipe away the lessons of history. Lessons that we should be teaching to our children.
Like the 1918 pandemic, Missy?
It focuses exclusively on our forefathers' flaws, and it fails to capitalize on the opportunity to learn from their virtues. And they had many of those. By discrediting the individuals who formed America's founding principles, they create doubt. And then they can remake America into a very different political image.
It is our job to help
explain why this is wrong. Remember, America wasn't founded for the personal gain or personal power of men like Washington, Adams, and Jefferson. The signers of the Declaration of Independence put their lives and their sacred honor on the line, and they affirmed people's God-given freedoms.
God-given. She
Still
said
today the Declaration of Independence is one of the most important statements of purpose ever written, and not just because it serves as the justification for our independence to the entire world.
She said God-given rights a million different, maybe not a million, but she did it at least a half a dozen. I heard the cut in its entirety, and I was like, you could have a drinking contest. So, I don't have the buzzer on me, but I'm going to she's wrong on a lot of levels. So, according to CNN's data that they got from Johns Hopkins, they said South Dakota has the second highest number of cases per 100,000 residents in the country. Only North Dakota, just north of the border, has more. And when it comes to the deaths from COVID-19 per 100,000 residents, South Dakota has the eighth highest total, with 230 deaths for every 100,000 South Dakotans. You know, it's nice when you have idiots, useful idiots, just telling you what you want to hear. This is like, these people are acting like children. It's really sick. Let's go to the last cut of her.
But conservatives must lead the nation away from borrowing against our children's future.
Oh, my God.
You must put an end to the accounting gimmicks used to deceive people. Joe Biden has been in politics for 50 years.
Oh, my God.
At that time, our national debt was roughly $450 billion. Today, that's pretty close to what we pay in interest on our national debt. Everyone is to blame.
Everyone's to blame. That's a nice way to lump everyone in and not single people out when it's you singled out Biden, but you're not going to, whatever, your logic is crazy. All right, so let's, right before Trump came out, that would have been Sunday night, they had to do their, lovely little tribute to Rush Limbaugh, the little cute little frizz ball. and they were ripping a lot of YouTube clips because I've heard this on YouTube. But let's play the 2 minute montage that I snatched. I'm just gonna let it play for itself.
Who is the most 500 radio stations in America? I give you Rush Limbaugh right here.
That's
if I
Phil
were
Donahue
the attitude
in
that my primary goal was to go in that studio every day and make sure that America heard everything I said.
And that's 60 minutes,
because
that
time's
senior.
Crucial. We don't have much time to save everything. You know, the ratings of the show would just plummet because the fun would go. Be too serious, be what liberals
are talking about.
Wringing their hands, not having any time for fun, and being critical of virtually everything.
If Walter Cronkite has been called the most trusted man in America, Rush Limbaugh has been called the most dangerous. And he's proud of it.
We are all endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, among them life. Liberty. Freedom. And the pursuit of happiness. Now, those of you watching at home may wonder why this is...
Right. Yeah, I have to do the Nazi salute, because if you sense the original airing of this, the stage for CPAC was shaped in the same form as the Nazi symbol on the patch. I'm not making this shit up. I don't know how the Schlaps, Mercedes, and the other guy, I forget his name, Matt Schlapp and Mercedes. You'd think they would know something like, do we really want to be doing this? This looks a little iffy. I mean, anyone with a brain would figure that out, but never trust a conservative.
Today, from having a lot in common with most Americans.
Let me just set the record really, really straight. Rush Limbaugh does not need a producer.
Yeah.
Doesn't need it. So when he's
right.
away,
yep.
maybe, yeah, produce the show. When
yep.
Rush is there,
right.
Rush is the show.
Yep.
He is the most incredible broadcaster of this and last century.
What do you think of Rush Limbaugh moving to TV?
The views expressed by the host on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, nor sponsors of this station, but they ought to be.
There's a new fascism out there that I think is springing up,
yes.
and it is reminiscent of this no tolerance. If, for example, you don't say the right things about an issue, it's not enough that they just turn you off or not listen to you. They want to try to get you banned. They want to get you so that you can't speak.
I don't defer to the experts. I am the expert.
When you think about what Democrats stand for today, and Bob, doesn't all this make sense? They are a miserable lot. I mean, they are the original doom and gloomers. People always come up to me and say, hey, Rush, when is there going to be a liberal counterpart to you on radio? And I say, never. And they say, why? I said, because
that's
when's the
Mark
last
Levin
time
for you.
Fun?
Mark Levin
is
a doom and gloom.
What is so strange about being honest and saying, I want Barack Obama to fail if his mission is to restructure and reform.
All right, well, so not too long after that, the most, so it sounds like a Trump campaign, and when I say this, cue it.
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take.
Oh my God, you know when you say I'm proud to be an American, it's the song that, you sing on your dying, like you die. When you're on your last breath, you're proud. You're arrogant because pride and ego goes hand in hand. And you're just like, I'm so happy that I'm an American on these simple, basic principles. You wonder why we make fun of you conservatives. You guys are just so stubborn. And the YMCA was at the end of it, so it was almost like a redo of Trump's rallies. Let's play these cuts, and me, I can have a guy jack off during this. Not me, of course. USA, like it's 9/11.
Well, thank you very much, and hello, CPAC. Do you miss me yet? Do you miss me? A lot of things going on.
Russia needs to fuck out of
to so many wonderful friends, conservatives, and fellow citizens in this room and all across our country, I stand before you today. A journey like nobody else. There's never been a journey like it. There's never been a journey so successful. We began it together 4 years ago, and it is far.
Did the local GBH back, WGBH, I keep saying GBH, I should call it WGBH because I'm fed up with their branding, but was it their tagline in the 90s, there's nothing like that? Every time I hear Trump say that, I think of Channel 2, but I digress.
Good journey.
Oh, next one.
The hardest working people, hardworking American patriots, is just getting started, and in the end, we will win. We will win.
The 75 million
We've
Americans.
We've been doing a lot of winning.
Yeah, a lot of winning.
As we gather this week, we're in the middle of a historic
bullshit.
Struggle for America's future, America's culture, and America's institutions, borders, and most cherished principles. Our security, our prosperity, and our very Americans is at stake. Like perhaps.
Threats. Oh my God, it's doom and gloom.
So no matter how much the Washington establishment and the powerful special interests may want to silence us, let there be no doubt, we will be victorious and America will be stronger and greater than ever before. I want to thank my great friends, Matt and Mercedes Schlapp. Matt, thank you. Thank you. Mercedes, thank you very much.
Mercedes.
And the American Conservative Union for hosting this extraordinary event. They're talking about it all over the world, man. I know you don't like that, but that's okay. All over the world. I also want to pay my love and respect to the great Rush Limbaugh.
Love him like a bra.
Who is watching closely and smiling down on us. He's watching and he's loving it and he loves it.
He's your boy, you know. Yeah, he cares about the most smallest thing. He cares about you. No, he doesn't. Gag.
In just one short month, we have gone from America first to America last. You think about it, right? America last.
America last.
There's no better example than the new and horrible crisis on our southern border. We did such a good job. It was all work. Nobody's ever seen anything like we did, and now he wants it all to go to hell. When I left office just 6 weeks ago, we had created the most secure border in U.S. history. We had built almost 500 miles of great border wall that helped us with these numbers, because once it's up, you know, they used to say wall doesn't work. Well, you know what I've always said? Walls and wheels, those are two things that will never change. The wall has been amazing. It's been incredible. And little sections of it to complete, they don't want to complete it. Little sections in certain little areas they don't want to complete.
Little areas.
An impact.
I had to play that again, nice people. Completely being listening to
the work. It's already been bought. Wait till the contractors get to them and they say, no, it costs us much more money not to finish the small section than if we finished it. Joe Biden defunded the border wall and stopped all future construction, even on small open sections that just needed to be finished up. Routine little work. It's already been bought. Wait till the contractors get to them and they say, no, it costs us much more money not to finish the small section than if we finished it. That's going to be nice. Wait till you see those bills start pouring in. He revoked the executive order cracking down on deadly sanctuary cities. He has effectively ordered a shutdown of ICE, halting virtually all deportations. Everyone, murderers, everybody, no more. Let's not deport people. And restricting our law enforcement professionals, and they are great professionals. You have many of them represented here today. from conducting almost any immigration enforcement of any kind. The Biden policy of releasing criminals into the U.S. interior is making America into a sanctuary nation where criminals, illegal immigrants, including gang members and sex offenders, are set free into American communities. They have no idea who's coming up. And remember, with the caravans, these countries, not only the three of them, but many, many countries all over the world, they're not giving us...
Shut up, Donald. Thank you. Thank you for shutting the fuck up. Because talking like you're a deaf man for 2 hours. God, this guy's a buffoon. So he talks, you know, Rush doesn't want to be the doom and gloomer, but isn't Trump doing the same damn thing, being a doom and gloomer? The illegals are coming, and you know, the media focusing on one little thing and blowing up. He's doing the same damn thing. But, we Republicans did nothing wrong. We're innocent little people.
You know, to get into the Democrat National Convention, when they had the convention, you needed voter ID. You needed an ID card. You couldn't get in unless you had an ID. So many people told me you can't get in that place. You need ID. Nobody had ID. You need voter ID. They know that. This is a con job. They're conning everybody. They know that. They know the wall was good. They knew the wall would work, but they didn't want to have it because we wanted it. I made one big mistake on the wall. I should have said, we will not have a wall. And then they would have said, let's build a wall. I made a big mistake. It's all right. It's all right. Now, he made a request. He asked for my endorsement. Brought him from 1 point down to 20 points up. And he won his race in the great state and actually the great Commonwealth of Kentucky. And he won it. And he won it very easily. And I said, I wonder if I'm doing the right thing here. But you know what? I did what I did. But he went from 1 point down to 20 points up. Very quickly, immediately, actually.
Oh, goodness. We have one more cut, and then we're going to go to a break.
We will do. We will go on to victory. We will summon the spirit of generations of American patriots before us, like those heroes who crossed the Delaware, conquered the Rockies, stormed the beaches, won the battles, and tamed the unknown frontiers. We will persist. And we will prevail. We're tougher than they are. We're stronger than they are. Together in the coming years, we will carry forward the torch of American liberty. We will lead the conservative movement and the Republican Party back to a totally conclusive victory. And we've had tremendous victories. Don't ever forget it.
Oh, my God. I don't know how you can put up with this man. I mean... Put it this way, CPAC are for people that just believe that America is supposed to be a blonde, blue-eyed, you know, figurine of all American. We gotta image everything. We gotta make it look beautiful. We gotta put some mascara. We're all in this, focusing on the imaging of this country. That's what CPAC is. And let me tell you something. It's not that I don't believe in liberal values. It's not that I believe in conservative values. I just don't like the conservatives as a group of politically thinking people. They don't believe in science. They don't believe in history. They don't know their history. And when they do it really shitty. And they're just crazy people. And one of my problems is... Again, I was on Alfred de Blasi's live stream the night before. That's interesting. I'm just talking a lot. I saw something on my screen on my iPad. Say it at the end. The conservative people, they're really, part of my problem with conservatives is they're very rigid on their thinking, and they really they're so rigid that they don't, they just don't understand things. And I don't think it's a thing about being, not having a college education. It's not even completing high school effectively. I think that's the real problem. You could be high school educated and still be somewhat sane. Look at me. And I was handed a high school diploma. But my problem with the GOPs, I think they're more at-risk people. And what they do is they just act like babies about the issue. And they just... And they think fighting the cause is going to fix the problem. No, you got to advocate. Can't just go sit there and it's out there. The election's rigged. The elites, the media, blah, blah, blah. George Soros, Jeffrey Bezos, and all these people that just, and then they go to authority. Okay, I understand there's leaders and followers, right? But the problem with conservatives is, When something doesn't go their way, they want to cling on to someone who's very manly and very bossy. But they're going to redirect it to other people. And people get turned on by that, particularly women. Need I say more? I mean, this is what authority is to many people. I mean, seriously. I mean, that's what it is these days. And I just feel like that widows, people that, divorced or had boyfriend issues, I just seem like Trump is channeling towards women that have something that's empty, they're missing a manly figure, so then they put all their social stock in Donald J. Trump. And they like him because he's a badass, but put it this way, would you want him in your bedroom? Would you want to fuck with him? Think about that. Think about that before you vote for your next president. Would you want to fuck him? Would you want him in your kitchen? Would you want him in your living room? Would you want him in the same bathroom? Or closet. Yeah. Think about that before you vote. And that's the problem. Just people have, I think there's a lot of emptiness. Conservatives don't have a lot of accomplishments. All they are is American and a patriot. And the word patriot does not mean what it was just 21 and a half years ago. I'm gonna come back and then we'll talk about romance and stuff like that. Again, the Morning Dunning Jr. show is over for the night. The rest is yours. Be back in a moment.